This is Joanna Schrader reporting for AgWire.com, and I am with Dr. Brian Payne, who is the Flex Technical Manager of BIBI. How are you?
Doing very well. Thanks, Joanna.
Well, thanks for joining me. You gave a really great presentation to kick off today's seminar.
Thank you. Learned
more about PCV than I ever have, actually. And you sort of started off in giving a history of it. I don't think many people realize that this has been around for over 25 years. So could you start and sort of explain how it's evolved over the past years?
Sure, absolutely. So we can consider this in one way a 40th anniversary of PCV, porcine circovirus, because in 1974 it was first isolated, but we didn't know what it meant. So in the next 25 years or so, more studies were done. And porcine circovirus, or PCV, was then split into PCV1 and PCV2 based on genetic sequencing and people, what they were finding in the field and the clinical signs that they were based on.
So now PCV2 has not stayed the same either. So with the research you've been able to do, you've been able to isolate that down into, I don't know if mutation is the correct term, but it's also morphing or changing, correct?
Yeah absolutely. I would use mutation because any virus is going to mutate over time, and a DNA virus will do the same. So PCV2 was later categorized into PCV2A and to PCV2B. They would have been mutations of one another at some point in time in the life cycle of porcine circovirus.
So how does PCV2 and the different mutations, how does that affect a swine herd?
Generally, if you have circovirus, you'll know about it. But most people don't go ahead and sequence to further find out if they have PCV2A, PCV2B. And the reason is that both of them act very similarly to one another as far as clinical signs, morbidity, and mortality.
But what about treatment? Are you recommending the same treatment, whether it's A or B, or are there actually better treatment strategies for each mutation?
Yeah, that's a great question because I get it very frequently. So if my farm has PCV2A, do I treat it as the same as a farm with PCV2B? And when we're talking about treatment, we're really talking about prevention with a vaccine. All the vaccines today, including Circoflex, are PCV2A vaccines, but they protect equally as well PCV2B. So PCV2A, PCV2B, they're all the same as far as cross-protection with Circoflex, and so I would recommend Circoflex at 3 weeks of age.
Okay, so do you recommend that before you test them and then you recommend the Circoflex, or is this protocol more towards keeping your herd safe or keeping them healthy and going ahead and vaccinating at 3 weeks?
Yeah, good question. The surveys out there today show that at least 98% of the pigs are all vaccinated for circovirus.
Okay.
It's widely endemic within the U.S. herd, the world herd, and as a general recommendation, even without testing, most practitioners would have you vaccinate or make the recommendation to the producers to vaccinate at 3 weeks of age.
And then after vaccination, is there still a possibility that the herd could, that the infection could to flare up, or is this a pretty good guarantee that as long as you keep up with your vaccination strategy that your herd will be healthy?
As long as you keep up with the vaccination strategy, it's been shown to have been protective in the whole population. If a herd is infected along with PRRS and SIV, mycoplasma, all at the same time, there's more likely a chance that there's not as good a protection. There's been some cases where pigs have shown disease to PCV2 and they have claimed to be vaccinated. Going back in some of those herd, it looks like maybe the vaccine was not given.
So what's your recommendation for strategy going forward, you know, for the people who are here and a lot of people couldn't make it in terms of the circovirus? What do you want them to know? What should their strategy be?
I think piglet vaccination is here and here for a very long time. All the evidence shown today is showing that we cannot eliminate piglet vaccination at 3 weeks of age. However, the information that is being shared today is that it's likely that the gilts going into a sow herd need to be vaccinated at least one more time. And there's evidence that sow herd vaccination, along with the piglet vaccination, can have more benefits than the piglet vaccination alone.
Great. And yourself or your colleagues can come in and help individual farmers or
producers absolutely.
To come in and work on what they should do.
Absolutely. Our account teams, which make up a sales representative, a service veterinarian, and our field research leaders, are more than happy to come in and help at any time.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.